Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. We have a glorious mitzvah called tzedakah, which entails helping people either financially or emotionally. This mitzvah pays dividends in this world as well. Chazal have taught us, based on a pasuk in Navi, that one who gives tzedakah the correct way will be blessed with wealth. The Sefer Emunah Shelema brings a story that Rav Herzl Bornstein told two rabbis when they came to him asking him for tzedakah to help redeem a captive. He told them how he became wealthy. He said, "I began my career with my life savings, just 400 rubles. I went out to the marketplace to buy merchandise. And on my way, I heard a woman crying in the street. I asked her, 'What's wrong?' She said, 'My daughter, she was ready to have her wedding, but we couldn't come up with our share of the money for her to bring into the marriage. And now the other side is postponing the wedding. This could ruin the entire shidduch. How much do you need?' I asked her. She said, 400 ruble. I took out all my money. I gave it to her, and I said, 'Here, now your daughter can get married.' And I was left with nothing, but happy inside that I did such a great deed. Just a few minutes later, a man approached me and said, 'I have some merchandise I'm selling cheap. You could buy it and resell it for much more.' I told him, 'I don't have any money.' He said, 'It's okay, I trust you. You could buy on credit.' So I took the goods, I went to the market, and I sold them easily and came back and paid him what I owed. And then he gave me a lot more merchandise and said I could pay him back later. I sold every last piece, and I made a fortune. And when I came back to pay him, he was gone, and I never saw him again. I'm positive it was Eliyahu HaNavi sent by Hashem to help me in the merit of that tzedakah. Giving money with self-sacrifice is very special. But tzedakah can be given by all, even people with no money to spare. The Hafetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Ahavat Chesed that if a person gives of himself to listen to somebody else who needs an ear, that is also considered tzedakah, no less than giving the person money. Sometimes we're listening to people's problems and we might be thinking, 'When is this person going to end already? I have so much to do.' At that moment, we could strengthen ourselves and have intentions that we are fulfilling the great mitzvah of tzedakah. The pasuk says in Mishle, tzedakah tasil mimavet, that tzedakah could save a person from death. It doesn't only mean the tzedakah of money. It is also the tzedakah of giving people our time. The Sefer Emunah Shelema brought another story of a man named Roni, who had an important meeting to attend in Manhattan at 9 a.m. He lived about an hour away, so he made sure to pray that morning at the earliest minyan in his shul, which began at 6:15. He quickly had breakfast and a class afterwards and was ready to leave shul at 7:30. But just then, an older man from the shul who was a Holocaust survivor came over to talk to him. Everybody knew this man had lost his wife and three children, and although he did remarry, and he had more children, but his wounds never healed. He didn't have such a relationship with Roni. Usually they just said hello and goodbye or Shabbat Shalom. But on this day, he sat down next to Roni and he told him, "Today is the anniversary of me going into the ghetto." And Roni knew this man needed someone to talk to. He hoped it would be for just a few minutes so he wouldn't miss his meeting. But the older man kept going on and on. He was talking about his children and the horrors that they experienced. Roni looked at his watch. He was thinking if he should interrupt, but he said, "How could I? I'm doing such a kindness for this man. He needs me now." The man finally finished after 8 o'clock. Roni quickly got into his car and took off. He was approaching the building he needed to be at, but he was late. All of a sudden, he saw chaos, people screaming and running. he quickly turned his car around and went back the other way. It was September 11th, and his meeting was in the World Trade Center. He thanked Hashem for sending him that man that morning to give him the opportunity and giving him the opportunity to give tzedakah of his time. Everybody can give tzedakah. We don't need to be rich to do it. It will make us feel good. It will make the ones we help feel good. And most importantly, we'll be fulfilling the will of Hashem. Have a great day.